Let's say hey to Adrian Woodland over at AAA Michigan. Hey, Adrian.
Good morning.
Do you have a lawn? Did you mow it?
I am not responsible for mowing it. Yes.
Yeah, that's out of my realm, Buster.
It has not been mowed yet for the season.
All right. Here's Adrian out there in a little lawn chair with a little umbrella and a little drink with a little umbrella in it also. And just telling the lawn people, you missed a spot. Is that you?
Not quite.
All right, fine. Hey, before we get into the prices all around the state and all of that, I wanted to ask your opinion on this because you are a gasoline expert. I don't know if you knew that. All of these things going on in the Mideast, seriously. I mean, we got Iran shooting drones over to Israel, and now it could escalate. Is this affecting gas prices yet, or will it?
At this point, it's probably too soon to see any effect. Gas prices in Michigan, currently the state average is $3.69 a gallon for regular unleaded. That's while it's up 15 cents compared to this time last week, it is down a penny from a new 2024 high that was set over the weekend of 370. So prices are kind of slowly backing away from that high of 370. So we'll really have to see mainly what effect it has on crude oil prices.
I don't know, man. What did I see? 374 over the weekend? Yeah. So you're saying we're going to back off of that a little bit. All right. When should we know? Another week?
How long is it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. What's the trickle down from any of your turmoil over in the Mideast?
You know, again, we'll have to see what type of effect that has on crude oil prices. And pretty much the market is just opening today. So we'll probably see over the next few days if it has any type of effect on crude oil prices.
All right. I got you. Adrian Woodland from AAA Michigan. Well, the nice weather's got to be talking about gas usage, I would think. Man, we're all getting out more, aren't we?
I haven't seen a big effect of that in terms of demand as of yet. And you got to look at, like, I don't know what it was like where you guys were. But last week, especially towards the end of the week, it was not that great weather-wise.
Well, yeah, that's true.
It was extremely rainy, and Friday was extremely windy. But we had a really great Saturday and Sunday. So I will say this demand is probably over the next few weeks going to slow down as we're coming off of that spring break roller coaster. But one of the main factors, particularly here in Michigan in the Midwest on prices, are extremely tight gasoline supplies. So hopefully within the next few weeks as we come out of the switch over to summer blend, we can increase gasoline stocks, and that may help to stabilize prices.
That's good. It's still pretty cold at night, but the days are warming up nice. I mean, if a cold day would be 50, which I think next weekend we're going to be right around 50.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't get out and mow the lawn. I don't know. Do you have numbers on stuff like lawnmowers and that? I'm looking. Yesterday there were so many people mowing their lawns, and then everybody's got a lawn service, and they're doing the spraying of the stuff up and down and that. Does that count in? Can you see, is the usage on that up? Or, I mean, do they keep track of
it? I don't know how big of a factor that, you know, that type of usage factors into demand. Typically, we tend to see, like, some of the biggest increases in demand ahead of, like, travel holidays, like Memorial Day, 4th of July, where, you know, large numbers of people are traveling and taking road trips.
Yeah, Memorial Day's got to be the next big one, isn't it? I don't think we have anything before then, do we? Hey.
No major road trip holidays before Memorial Day. So hopefully if those gasoline stocks can increase and we get kind of a stabilization of demand, that can help stabilize prices.
Well, let's go through the prices. I know you said the average statewide is $3.69. It's always cheaper up in Marquette and like that. What do we have for prices?
Well, actually, the most expensive in the state right now is Marquette at $3.83 a gallon for regular unleaded.
Ooh.
in the Lansing area, you guys are also one of the higher areas in the state at about $3.75 a gallon per regular unleaded. And that's up about 26 cents compared to this time last week.
Oh, wow, wow. Where's cheapest in the state? GR.
Cheapest in the state is Traverse City, which comes in at about $3.61 a gallon.
All right. Are we going to see? I know I always ask you this, but based on now as things are moving up, what do you think? $4 a gallon this summer at all? Careful.
It's really hard to say. Really hard to say where we are. I know it's like we're really close to that point, but it's really hard to say because we really have to see what happens between now and Memorial Day. So if prices can kind of, again, like I said, if that, you know, gasoline supply can increase and demand kind of slows, you could get some stabilization of prices. So we'll have to see.
I wonder if people are going to change any vacation plans. What do you see? Do you just talk down the hallway to the AAA travel people? Do you get to talk to them much? Or do they even associate with you?
I talk with them a lot because I usually share their information on travel forecasts with you guys. But no, so that particular question that you asked, we have been asked that question pretty much going back like almost 20 years.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, when gas prices spike, you know, do folks change travel plans? And we have found that people still want to take their vacations. They still want to travel. They may look for other ways to save money. So they may look for free activities at their destination, or they may not eat out as much while they're at their destination, but they still want to take those trips.
All right. I saw a picture over the weekend. It took me back to my childhood. Now I'm an old man. Understand? I'm older than you, Adrian. Not much, but I'm older than you. When it showed this family, just along the side of the road, someplace, 2-lane road, an old station wagon with the fake wood paneling on the side, and the back doors open, and they're having bologna sandwiches and lemonade along the side of the road. And it said, this was fast food trip on when we took trips. And I remember those days. Do you ever go through that? You're too young for that.
I'm too young for that, per se. But when I was younger, my grandmother, who pretty much grew up in, you know, like during the Depression, she still had that mindset. So if we were taking road trips with her, she was making sandwiches and other things. So she's like, we're not stopping. And but if we weren't, if she wasn't necessarily traveling with us, it was different.
You know, okay, here's a famous story. I'm just telling you, this is a vacation story from the Austin family. And I my mother was so mad. Dad had point A to point B. By golly, we were doing 500-600 miles that day, maybe more. And that's the way it was. We came within 30 minutes of going to the Grand Canyon. Mom said, we'll just go over there and we just go see. We're not getting to the Grand Canyon. The point is we get to Nevada. We're going to Nevada. We're going to get to Nevada. We're staying in Nevada tonight. We go to the Grand Canyon. We're not getting any further than that. Oh, man, there was that was the biggest argument. Good times, Adrian. I can't wait for summer vacation. Huh? Are you planning one?
Yeah, I think summer trips look a little bit differently. Actually, still working on it. Likely not going to my normal Memorial Day destination, which is Western Michigan. Probably not going, but I've got to figure some things out.
Where you go, over the beach, over to Holland someplace, you just hang out over there?
The St. Joe area. I have family there, so.
I used to live, man, I'll tell you what, I used to live in Bend Harbor. But you know what? Here's the thing. When you can literally go a couple of blocks and be at the beach, and they have a great one there, Silver Beach.
Yeah.
I went like once or twice and that was it. It's like you take it for granted. Yeah, I could always go down and walk the pier. Yeah, I could always go down to Silver Beach. And then you never go.
My mom grew up there, so I'm very, very familiar.
Yeah, yeah. All right. She remember the big carousel they used to have down there and stuff?
I'll ask her
about, it was a ginormous carousel. I think they may have put one. I haven't been over there for a long time. I should go. Well, Adrienne Woodland from AAA Michigan. It's always a pleasure. And we're looking forward to you doing the cheap gas dance, and that'll somehow get the prices down for us, okay?
Hopefully.
All right. Tax day. Go pay your taxes, would you?
I will. I'll get it done.
1320 WILS. Thanks a lot, Adrian. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
1320 WILS. Mike Austin back in just a minute.